Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we'd like to do for you a song that comes from Swaziland. It's a song that I learned from my wife, who learned it from her mother. It's a healing song, and the words say, when I was able and healthy, I had many friends, but now that I am bedridden, I see many smiles on many faces. Bajabula bonke, uma ngilele phansi.
Oh.
greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabbat This Black Experience Enhanced this evening. I'm coming to you from Yakima, Washington, in the Pacific Northwest. Tonight's subject matter, of which we'll be discussing, will be the current events of the Trump regime. We will be discussing the disorganization of this administration of the 45th President of the United States. We will also be discussing his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and this hidden collusionary agenda that they have. In addition to, we will be discussing the recent turmoil in the state of Virginia in the last couple of days behind this alt-right white supremacy organization and the tragedies that have occurred there. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on the air. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this show was originally scheduled a couple hours earlier than now. We had some glitches and we got them up out the system, and this is kind of pretty much of an impromptu discussion, and we're inviting everybody from within the melanated black community and in the diaspora to call in with their comments, questions, and concerns on this idiocy, this hypocrisy, this downright debauchery, and a joke of politics of which we have been seeing here in the United States within the last 2.5, 3 months, ever since this individual was sworn into the presidency. This people that we have right here is a loose cannon, and the situations that is going on, the hatred that is happening, you know, towards us once again, has gone to prove that this civil rights stuff of sitting at the lunch counter begging Master Charlie for a cup of coffee is not working, and it's taken 50 years to realize that it does not work. And my question is, why do we still participate in this hypocritical bullshit every 4 years with these elections? Now, I do recognize is that a lot of our people went out here, got killed for the right to vote, made great sacrifices. Okay, I acknowledge that. But when do we realize, ladies and gentlemen, that banging our head against the wall for the last 50 years and we are not getting no results? That is insanity. So what we have to do, people, is that we have to pool our resources, build up our infrastructures of commerce, education, and politics, as I have stated. And also, too, our co-host, the one and only Mad Dr. D, you know, is calling in with us. And get him on air. Mad Dr. D, is that you, sir?
Yeah, sure is. It sure is. How are you going?
Yes, sir.
Hello, everybody. Is it here there, Shabaka?
Yes,
going
sir.
To have to, you're going to have to give me about 5 minutes because I gave the wrong radio station number.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I have a call when we call in a minute. So I'll be
yes,
calling
sir.
You back
okay,
with
I'll
this.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. Our correct number is 646-564-9630. I want you to call in on the show.
I got it. And I'm going to check the
okay.
number, and I do have a caller going to be calling in, so let me go and go set myself up,
yes,
and
sir.
I'll be calling you back. But I will be there.
Yes, sir.
And subject, we're going to talk about this unborn Trump and this racism around here. They act like this stuff just came up, you know. You know, this racism
mm-hmm.
is never going to die, you know, until somebody kills it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What
it is. Yes, sir. Okay, so therefore, go ahead and let you get your callers to call in, Mad Dr. D, and I'm going to continue on, and we're definitely, you know, got you here, man, and be more than happy to have you chime in.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as we were saying, okay, is that this democracy and hypocrisy of this administration is totally redundant. I honestly believe, from what I'm seeing of major Trump supporters here in a part of the nation of where I'm at, that they pretty much are embarrassed that they had voted for this individual. And as a matter of fact, I passed a guy who is either handing out Trump buttons or vending Trump buttons or whatever in my travels here. And I happened to walk by, and he had offered somebody a Trump button, and they took the button and turned it face down and said, quote unquote, that they are very, very sorry to have voted for him. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to understand, when this person ran for the presidency and made a statement and said, folks, you got a lot of stupid-ass people in politics. With him being elected, regardless of whatever point of the political spectrum that you want to draw, rather if it's the voter themselves, the general public, the money people behind the campaigns, or Trump himself, with him being elected the president of the United States, went to go ahead to prove his point that, yes, that you do got a lot of stupid-ass people in politics to allow this debauchery to happen. From what I understand is that he is changing key positions in his cabinet on a regular basis. You hear so many people going through so many positions and what have you. You have situations going on with his son, his stuff with the Russians, the business about him firing the former FBI director who has turned, I believe, who is some type of special prosecutor in regard to him and the Russian collusions in dealing with the election of 2016. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we as a people have to realize the fact that this voting shit did not work. No disrespect to those who went out there and laid their lives on the line. But at the same token, if we're going to remember those who went out and laid their lives on the line for civil rights and the right to vote, then surely we must recognize those out of the Black Liberation Movement as well, too. So that is very, very important, you know, for our young people to realize this is because they made great sacrifice too. And as that has been stated from Brother Malcolm and from Nelson Mandela, the following words, and this is just paraphrasing: we declare our right as a human being to live on this planet without being molested, butchered, or murdered, and we will protect ourselves by any means necessary. And any living creature, ladies and gentlemen, has this instinct. But when it comes to the brain death of the Negro, of the Uncle Tom, of the Yasa boss, of the brain-conditioned slave, we have to realize is that we were taught not to forget our place. And on the subject matter which we had addressed on the previous podcast, we were taught not to forget of how they treated us and what our place was in the American social order. So now they are killing us. You have white supremacy here running the government openly and blatantly. And where I come from, there's an old saying in South Central LA, never apologize for how you honestly feel. And this is what white America has done with the election of this guy by the name of Trump. Look at the members of his cabinet, Jeff Sessions. I mean, let's look at his redundancy. Him and Trump are going back and forth. Trump going on his rants on Twitter, you know, with this crap. Jeff Sessions, you know, choosing these stupid-ass laws and redundancy that he's going to enforce as the Attorney General. But keep in mind, black people, that your black president, the 44th president, had these same executive powers, and he did not utilize them to protect his own. What you could best believe is that 45 is going to protect his own. So as we continue here with this, to look at our status here, you know, currently 50 years after the Civil Rights Movement, 50 years after the Black Liberation Movement or the Black Empowerment Movement, our youth, those who were born in the late 70s and 80s and 90s, do not have the true knowledge of their history. What you got is this prepackaged bullshit that comes to you from Hollywood, over social media, got our family units straight shot to hell. You know, the black male is criminalized from being a provider of his family, a disciplinarian of his children, and being the head of household. And then the sad part about it is that they go on and on again, generation after generation, about the negativity that we show to ourselves, the negativity that we show to each other, and what have you. And then the sad part about it is that it perpetuates generation after generation. And then as long as we're degrading ourselves and killing ourselves and killing our family unit and killing our own commercial infrastructure, then we seem to be okay. We seem to be acceptable. Been over these rap lyrics that I'm hearing. Every other word in there is that NGR term. We don't hear other groups of people saying that about them, but they sure will say that one. And then when black people come up here and address this issue and doing something positive for themselves and their self-sufficiency, we are considered to be racist. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is an insult to our intelligence. It's because we've been here, you know, for all these hundreds of years via the plantation and what have you, and we know all of this. And you mean to tell me that we cannot flex our economical muscle to provide for ourselves? Now, keep in mind, you had the Black Wall Street, you had a lot of black commerce, you know, doing under the Jim Crowism and what have you. And then also, too, okay, we got our co-host back with us here, the one and only Mad Dr. D. Okay, Mad Dr. D, you there, sir?
Yes, I am. How you guys doing? Once again, patrons and friends and all the above, we're all here to find out what's going on with this world to let an idiot, a racist one, get in the way for the things that he's doing. Watch this tyranny. Look what's going on with us. And the civil wars. I mean, he got civil wars going. Nobody is next, just checking him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but what it is, Mad Dr. D, that this Trump regime is a collusion. And this is why on social media, ladies and gentlemen, I refer to him as the dump and his regime, okay? It's because this is ludicrous. This is redundant. This is just downright stupid shit of what you have up here in this U.S. administration right now, and I'm just going to tell it like it is, okay? And anybody is welcome to call in here with their comments, questions, and concerns at 646-564-9630, and let's have a conversation about it. Now, also, too, Mad Dr. D, okay, we're going to talk about this situation here with these Virginia protests, and then from what I understand and information I came across, a young woman was killed being ran over by one of these haters, and definitely our heart goes out there to her family. But my question is this: with the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists coming out there showing of how they honestly feel, why is this here a surprise to us? I mean, Mad Dr. D.
The surprise is they're too stupid to know it wasn't going to happen. Yeah, and they're surprised like, wow, I knew it was going to happen. They're surprised that it didn't happen. That if it did happen, anything violent, that said it was all peaceful. I think that's what surprised them the most. But this is, now you remember, he drove a car and a whole car crowd of people. One killed and 19 or better injured.
Mm-hmm.
And this man's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
He used a weapon. He used a three-ton weapon. That
mm-hmm.
And this man, they gave him a fair trial. You know what? They were back in the 1800s or better. They were,
yes.
Cars are based on horsepower.
Let me ask you this here, Mad. Okay, let me ask you this here, Mad.
Let me get this real quick. Cars are based on horsepower. So when you take that car and you use 300 horsepowers instead of main, if you fucking grab a horse back in there, they will hang you.
Mm-hmm.
And this man is proud of old power, you know, with horsepower, and he gets a fair trial.
Well,
yeah.
As you know, man, Dr. D, this is one of those situations, man, of where they should have had one of these murderous-ass cops like what they have in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
It's because we have heard it constantly living down there in Southern California, is that when the LAPD ever had went up against individuals like this, they'll just light the fucking car up. They'll just straight dump on him and shoot his ass.
Light him up.
Yeah. You know, Los Angeles is famous for this. Okay. But another thing that I want to comment on is these brain dead coons and ass scratches and yassa bosses, and excuse the term, house niggas that still have the chains on their brains, and they still coming to us trying to fill us our heads up over with social media, the regular media, mainstream media, and what have you, with this prepackaged bullshit that racism no longer exists. Now, I'm going to say this here, man, Dr. D. Okay, hold on, man, Dr. D. I'm going to say this here. Let me finish this point here, sir, and I'm going to turn it over to you for a few minutes.
Prepackaged, what do you mean?
Okay, prepackaged bullshit is like this. Okay, the police go out here, kill us, right?
Yep.
The DA, state's attorney, you know, this dude killed this dude, such as like what happened in the city of Baltimore. Okay, so the district attorney there, you know, who was black, she's decided to say, well, I'm going to file murder charges against these murderous-ass police officers. He's seeing the death of Freddie Gray. So then when it went before the courts, you know, these people were all acquitted systematically, number one. Two is Ms. Mosby herself, from what I understand, she was threatened with being disbarred for filing these charges against these murderous-ass police officers. Understand? Just like what happened in the case there with Mr. Castile, who was murdered in front of his wife and child, the state of Minnesota refuses to prosecute the police officer for murder. He was acquitted.
Okay.
So this is a collusion. Okay, and what I mean by a collusion is that it's a group of people that got together that conspired for an illegal or immoral purpose, and this is what's going on right now across the nation. The sad part about it is that the 44th president, you know, our so-called black president, who had the same powers of executive power that he did not use. You see what I mean? But for 8 years, Barack Obama was more concerned about people with an alternative lifestyle as opposed to the police murdering us. And this is what's supposed to be, quote-unquote, okay, this is supposed to be, quote-unquote, you know, giving everybody equal protection under the law as per the 14th Amendment. Now, getting to these statutes, I want to say this right here. From what I understand, down in the state of Virginia.
Excuse me, Shabaka.
Go ahead, man, Dr. D.
Because the points that you're bringing or raising are very, very valid, the truth so hard. It's hard for us to absorb it because without common So there's some comments of what you were saying. I would like to respond, and some of the actual public might want to respond to, because you're right. There's
sure.
collusion. Is you're right. So this is get some pieces point out and let these people or us respond. You know, a poor point. Because your points are so valid and so, I mean, and these suckers out here, because we don't care what we're throwing it out expertly. And the thing is, it's so much. And look, let me say, what's going on with this? What's going on with these? But we need to sit there and respond too. Now, so let's take one
absolutely.
Point. So let's bring it to the point. Let's start with this. Dump Trump. Let's go with this vehicle who they just ran the people around. Let me kill them. You know,
right,
I mean, this is
about the situation there in Virginia.
Now I have a particular interest with that because my children are on the way that way. And
yes, sir.
And this all it brought reared all this rear this racist ugly head showed up because General Lee, are you serious, man? Hear me?
Well, the only thing like I can say about that as far as them tearing down the statue of Robert do whatever, okay? The monuments they got down there, just like they got one statue that they're going to take down in the state of Maryland. Okay, now get this mad, Dr. D. I just found out recently doing my research for tonight's show is that the state of Maryland, the governor there, has ordered that they take down the statue of the Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney, who was the one, okay, Roger Taney was a Supreme Court justice who ruled in the Dred Scott decision. And in his writing of the United States Supreme Court, he had ruled that those of us who are African descent were never intended and cannot ever be citizens of the United States and get protections under the U.S. Constitution. Now, with the murder of us by these police officers proves this is because, as you know, is that the police departments evolved off the slave catchers, the slave patrollers, and also to the bounty hunters. Slaves were big business. You see what I mean? Okay, so quite naturally, of course, this attitude has been ingrained into their culture. So when it comes to dealing with us as black men, hey, you know, this is 3/5 of a human being. It's not worth nothing. Go ahead and kill it. Then just like with these cats come out here, you know, with this rap shit, you know, killer NGR, FNGR, this, that, there, the other. And when you sit up there and project bullshit like that, you know, how do you expect the world, you know, to respond? Yeah, see, also, too, we got a caller with a comment coming in here from 707, last 46390. Okay, good evening, caller, 707-6390. You're on Shabaka's Black Experience, sir. What is your comment, question, and concern? And thank you so very much for calling in.
Good evening, Shabaka. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir, and yourself, and to whom are we speaking with?
You can call me 707.
Okay, 707. Thank you for calling in, sir.
I had originally called in
to discuss
some of the things that I agree with President Trump about.
Okay, what do you agree with?
There are some things that I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when all is said and done, I'm a black man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Came on you.
Come on. Yeah, come on with it, brother. Yes, sir.
I could go down a list and give you some things even today, even though he said some things that have you guys very upset. I understand that.
Who is this?
Okay.
Excuse me. This is a man out today. 007, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Everybody's comments here are your own. So we don't discriminate on anybody, whether we agree or disagree. But as long as we agree that we're, the fact that we don't agree, I mean, that we do agree, as long as the common thing is, what's up with this Trump dump and racist thing that's been going on forever? You know, it goes up yesterday, it's going on tomorrow. And what are we going to do?
You know why? Excuse me, Dr. D. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The reason that it goes on today and the reason why it will go on tomorrow is because...
Going out again?
Excuse me?
No, I was talking to somebody else. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Okay. You made the point that we're dealing with the same thing that we were dealing with 100 years ago.
Right.
Excuse me?
Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
I'm going to try this one more again. Okay? And I'm going to kind of keep it short because I see the attention span here tonight ain't very long. But here's the thing. There does not need to be a lot of conversation in terms of educating people about our history, okay? Most of us know what we need to know in terms of our history. What we need to deal with now is what we are faced with right here today. Here's what you're faced with here today. If you are a black man, the president has said that it's okay to murder you in the street. Okay? Now, if you're okay with that, then continue having these interesting conversations. Okay? But if you really think that he is serious, and if you really think that these white folks are really want to kill your black ass, maybe you ought to stop talking and go get a gun so that you can defend yourself.
Okay.
And maybe you shouldn't be in reaction mode where you fire your gun after you have been fired upon. Perhaps the time has come to show some initiative.
Okay.
As black men, your words are meaningless. Your words mean nothing.
Right.
Until you stand up and protect yourself and your people, you
are
punks. You are punks.
Now, I agree with you, sir. Now, I agree with you.
Punks and pussies.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. You will get no argument from me, sir. Mr. 707, no, sir. That is exactly what it is. Now, keep in mind, people, as what Mr. 707 just said right there is this. I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, ladies and gentlemen, temporarily, and I have been witnessing here in the state of Washington of how these individuals up here, which is mainly Trump country, about their
Mr.
Second
Jesse,
Amendment.
Sir,
right.
Chewbacca.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to tell them that. What you have to tell them is to go get a damn gun.
Okay.
Okay? You might need to tell them where to get some bullets. You might need to teach them how to shoot a gun. You might
need
to teach them how to get a gun legally. You don't have to convince them that it's white folks that don't like them.
Yes, sir.
Okay? You don't have to convince them that is something in their history for which they should be very angry. You don't have to.
Yes, sir.
That ain't the issue. When your house is on fire, you put out the fire, that is not the time to go buy insurance.
Yes, sir.
You got that
right. Absolutely.
Wow. But I tell you what.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You already know your house was already has the propensity to burn as long as you have people walking around with a torch. So it's not like we don't know that
they're
going to find another
around,
reason.
They've been walking around with torches for years. And
I don't know what I'm saying.
That protest that happened the other day where the young lady got killed when they ran her down in the street.
Sir.
That wasn't the first time that kind of thing had happened.
Of course, we understand
it. It was back in, I believe it was the 80s, when there was a similar thing. There was a protest. And there was a counter protest. And the protesters showed up with guns. But the counter protesters, they showed up with signs, okay, with protest signs. You know what? They got their ass shot. Okay,
right.
They got their dumb asses shot. You do not take a sign to a gunfight.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Mad Dr. D, let 707 finish. Go on, let 707 finish, and we're going to Mad Dr. D.
You say you don't have a gun. Okay? You don't have a gun. Well, guess what? The motherfucker the other day didn't have a gun, and he had a car. There are no excuses.
Speak. Come on with it, 707. That's right. Hey, resurrection of the brain dead. Come on with it, 707. You're damn right. Come on with it, brother.
That's all now.
What I would like to see and hear, I should say,
is
would like to hear every word spoken be directed towards telling primarily black men how to legally own guns, how to use them effectively, if they cannot legally own a gun, and they feel that they need one, then get one anyway to protect yourself.
Yes, sir. Universal law and principle.
Learn
and also
how
to
use the gun. Teach your children to respect the laws, the gun laws, as well as to respect the gun itself.
Yes,
teach
sir.
Them
absolutely.
How to use.
Come on with.
Teach them responsibility.
Yes, sir.
And you start by, you cannot teach your son to be a man when he sees you acting like a punk.
That's right. Exactly. See, and this is why it's very, very important to have the black male image in the household instead of all this faggot ass shit
Shabaka.
Yes, sir.
That's a different topic for a different show, so I apologize, but that's a different topic.
Please continue, 707.
F, you heard what the president said over the last 3 or 4 days, particularly today.
Yes, sir.
If you heard that, now if you didn't hear it, I won't hold you responsible. But if you heard it, there ain't nothing else to be discussed except how fast you can get a damn gun to protect your black ass.
Yes,
everything
sir.
Else.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a time for education. There's a time for all things. There's a season for all things. The season for tolerance. The season for forgiveness and talking and kumbaya. That shit has passed.
Yes, sir. The days of
okay.
Yasser bossing over. You're damn right.
You had a black president. Okay? That was your last best shot, and he screwed you over big time.
Oh, yes, sir.
If he had not screwed you over, the person that's in there right now couldn't screw you over.
Exactly.
Barack Obama should be held more accountable for this shit than Trump.
Yes, sir.
Trump,
I agree with
Trump
you.
Trump didn't bullshit you. Trump came at you straight, whether you liked him or
not.
Yeah,
he did.
He gave it to you straight.
Yes,
Barack
sir.
Obama
he said that you got a lot of stupid motherfuckers
Barack
in politics,
Obama
he was right.
Bullshitted you. Barack
yes,
Obama
sir.
Bullshitted you.
Yes, sir. Come on with it, 707. Yes, sir. Totally. And I agree with Mr. 707 right there.
Okay, okay, gentlemen.
I want to thank you, Doctor, for giving me the opportunity to speak those words. I speak them from my heart.
Yes,
I mean every word, and I back it up to the T. Okay?
Absolutely. I'm quite sure of that, Mr. 707.
I
want to thank you for giving me the time. And I would hope.
Yes, sir.
I would hope. And I say this out of love for black people. Okay?
Yes,
please,
sir.
Please. Spend your time and your energy putting guns in black men's hands and teaching them to defend themselves.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everything else is bullshit.
I don't assume you're doing
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Mr. 707, is because, you know, the handwriting is on the wall, and only a damn fool would sit up there and keep banging his head against a fucking wall and expecting a different damn result. And for 50 last fucking years, we've been going through this shit, and these sons of bitches are murdering us here in the damn street, and it's time for us as men to get our heads up out of our asses and protect ourselves and our family. Okay, you there, man, Dr. D?
I was trying. You didn't hear me. Yes, I am. Now, listen here.
Yes, sir.
Having said that, I'm getting ready to clean my weapons right now. I bought me some ammunition today, and I'm getting ready to clean my weapons.
Shabaka, do you have the new one? Now, listen.
Okay, Dr. D, go ahead.
Dr. D?
What we're going to do as a commercial break. But I'm saying is, yes, sir.
Dr. D?
Yes, sir.
I represent what comes out of my mouth. Don't you worry about it.
I mean, say what you're going to say, bro. But we have to have a commercial break and call signs. And this is Shabaka's Black Experience, and I'm a co-host of the Mayor, Dr. D. So, gentlemen, that's what I am, that's what we are. But we all have to have a fair chance to say what we have to say. And right now, you guys call in at 646. There's a one behind you, in case you didn't know that. And then you put 546. 9630. This is the Mad.
Okay, Mad Dr. D, our number is correction, sir. Our number is, ladies and gentlemen, please call us in at 646-564-9630. Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the number?
Okay, our number to call in, sir, is 564.
Oh, hi.
9630. Yes,
all
ladies
right.
And gentlemen, our phone now, number to call in is.
Okay. Send it, dude.
Yes, sir. Number is
646. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. I feel corrected. Because I was looking for some guests to call in, so that's my bag. You know, but hey, you know, life's a bitch, and then you marry one. But anyway, though, the point is, we're going to talk about how and when are we going to do to talk about this civil war? Because if you guys don't know it, we're definitely in one. Yeah,
man,
you talking about? Yes, sir.
Okay. Not only are we in the Civil War, but we as a people, sir, are in a state of emergency. And just like what I call it in from 707.
Exactly.
It is stand up, just like what they did 50 fucking years ago in the state of California when they exercised their Second Amendment rights. You know, they were labeled terrorists. But it's mighty strange, people, that are here in the Pacific Northwest that I'm seeing all these other groups of people out here advocating their Second Amendment rights, and you should see the shit that I see up here. You see what I mean? And these good old boys, these hillbillies, these backward-ass country folks, home of farm, be Elmer Fudd-looking motherfuckers, and they are serious about their Second Amendment rights. okay, as far as protecting themselves against us, you see, and as 707 has said, that not quoting him but paraphrasing his point, that we'll be less than fucking men if we stand there and allow ourselves to be murdered, because ain't nowhere in hell no other group of people is going to stand up there with this bullshit. Now, in our last 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this here is because we did mention that we will be crumb bumming on the Yasa bosses, all you Yasa bosses, you're dying
and
out,
we
you're
back
resting
to that
and fuck y'all, and fuck all the Yasa bosses, fuck all black ass politicians, they can kiss our ass, they let us down, they let us down the fucking toilet, and may they rest in peace, fuck them. Now, next point that we're going to bring up here, man, Dr. D, in our last 15 minutes is the situation with the NFL in regard to Mr. Colin Kaepernick.
I'm sorry, we got another call in.
Okay, we got a call in here, Mad Dr. D. Okay, we're going to let our caller speak here. Okay, calling from 626, last 4 is 9317. You're on Shabaka's Black Experience, the Enhanced. I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara. Joining me is the co-host and our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, calling us from Southern California, and I'm here in Yakima, Washington. What is your comment, question, and concern on this subject tonight?
I didn't hear what you guys were talking about. I just called
no,
in.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what we're talking about, what we are discussing is the disorganization of the dump regime of the 45th President of the United States and that dumb-old-looking fool, his attorney general by the name of Jeff Sessions, with his collusionary ass and the bullshit that they're pulling off. We were also discussing the recent turmoil there in the state of Virginia where white supremacists went out there and was exercising their First Amendment, and then they went out there and killed some people. And then also, too, in our last segment of our show, we'll be talking about Colin Kaepernick is because I got the hashtag up there on Facebook, NFL. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, let me do say is that Shabaka Sankara has been suspended for 90 days on Facebook. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They locked me out of my Facebook account for 30 days. Yes, sir. Yeah, they shut me down for 30 days on Facebook. And let me say, and only because they cannot stand the truth. We speak against the popular version of what is truth. You're not going to piss on our ears and tell us it's rain. You're not going to shit on us and tell us it's show, ladies and gentlemen. Black man and woman, these people are assassinating us.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Mad Doc. Yes, sir.
Right now we have a caller in here right there. And I understand how, because you're very passionate about your points. So this caller is pick get a point and let our callers say what they got to say, and then let's go there because you have some very valid points. Now let's start with one. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
What is your name, caller? What is the caller's name?
Marie.
26.
What are we talking about? This KKK and ABC. These fascist color people here, and they're here, and they're destroying the community within. We have a president.
They're destroying America.
Okay, let me tell you. I'll give me another view. What do you think about what's going on, caller?
I think it's horrible. I don't know if it can be done if behind all this, if he can be impeached or taken out of office or somebody kill his ass. He don't care about nobody.
Himself.
That's right. He don't. And then too, caller. Okay, sister, what is your name, ma'am? What is her name?
I can't give her a name. But
let her continue.
Okay, caller.
Yeah, go ahead, sister. Go ahead and say what you're saying. Come on with it now. This is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This show is uncensored tonight. Come on with it.
No, I just think it's horrible. Everything that's happening, we're going back in time, and he doesn't care. He's plainly saying that and showing it, and something
mm-hmm.
needs to be done. Something
yes,
needs to
ma'am.
Be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Before we have another civil war.
Man, I
talked to my kids about that because they're teenagers when they go to school. I was like, if they start a race war, they already do that now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a type of concerns about the future of our children versus what is actually going on? What do you think is going to happen when you see your kids in school? Just give me a comment.
Yes, of course I do. I'm already concerned about that from what's been going on. And I've talked to my kids because they just started school the other day. I have two boys.
Already?
And I talked to them about that. Don't
think about it.
Because anything can happen. There's already tension before all this happened between Latinos and Blacks. There's always been tension between them. And now
that's
it's everybody's involved.
And then what do you think about North Korea versus South Korea, about this civil rivalry that's going on with the AKK and KKK I think there's so much.
I think he's a big bully.
And it's this so-called president. He's not doing anything to stop this civil unrest. So
he
what
don't
do you think
care.
About
that? He's trying to start World War III.
Exactly. I agree with the mad doctor. Yeah, she's right about that. Is because this dude is a loose cannon. And he's not a politician. You know, he's a hell of a businessman.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being a politician, no, as far as me is concerned with him being a president of the United States, like I said fuck voting after 2000. And I am advocating that people, and you did see me say that there on Shabaka's Black Expansion. I have said it on my like page, but like I said, they shut me down for 30 days, but it'll be back up there. I will say it again. We went into the civil rights shit. We put our head against the wall. Why I say fuck voting? It's because it's a waste of our time and energy, and effort of us as a people wasting time to go voting to be building up businesses. Yes, sir.
Shabaka, the reason why we asked you a question, you said they shut you down for 30 days. Why is that? No, why did they do that? Because
the land like what he was saying.
It's for censorship and censorship. And the thing is, how can you have censorship and still have free speech?
I'm saying the truth.
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's what happened, people, is that New Era Detroit, okay, that they had exposed these jackleg, pulpit pimp, raggedy-ass, lying, Cadillac, $5,000 wearing suit, jackleg-ass preachers of what the fuck they are, a bunch of goddamn con artists. Yes, New Era Detroit did that. And they put it on the news there in Detroit is because the pastor was saying that New Era Detroit. No, he said he needed $1,000 time. But man, Dr. D, but the pastor was full of shit in New Era Detroit. Proved that he was full of shit. You see what I'm saying? And so therefore I commented on and said, hey, well, you know, you're right, you see. And more power to him for exposing this crook, you see. So then Facebook went on and shut my shit down for 30 days because they didn't like my comment.
Okay, now, what we're going to do, once again, this is Shabaka's Black Experience, and I am the man, Dr. D, and our host and own and producer is Shabaka himself, and caller, we really, 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 really appreciate you guys calling in, and we're going to make this a common thing. Because the whole thing is, you know, you have to censor free speech.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, give me a break. So what we're going to do is please, please call in on a regular basis and voice your opinion, because we're not censored. No, we're censored, but we have free speech. I mean, give me a little stop. So we're gonna, and I really, really appreciate this caller coming in. And is there anybody else any comments you have to say, Ms. Carla? Ma'am, thank you for calling in. So, you guys, what's up? So, what do you have to say? I'm trying to be all proper. Fuck that. What's up, y'all?
Oh, yeah. And then also, too, Matt, Dr. D, we're down to our last 4 minutes, and we're just going to have our closing comments right here on Colin Kaepernick. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I've checked out the hashtag that says fuck the NFL and boycott the NFL. Also, too, fuck the NBA Now, also, too, a brother that came online that made a lot of sense, he says not only do we boycott the NFL, it's because they're showing us with their treatment of Colin Kaepernick is that, hey, we still treat you niggas just like we did on the plantation system. So we boycott them, don't buy none of their shoes, don't buy none of the OLPs, none of the hats, none of the jerseys, don't look at the shoes. Boycott the NFL, people. And then also, too, man, Dr. D, I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to turn it over to you, man, and have you close this out, is that boycott the black NFL players who do not sit up there and stand with Colin Kaepernick, because Colin Kaepernick is the only professional athlete that is taking a stand by himself that's costing him a great deal, and he's doing it all alone, and he's got all these haters, and then they're trying to smear his image with this homophobe and transsexual shit, saying that he had an affair with one of them motherfuckers, and I don't believe that bullshit is to smear his image as a man, because they hate the position that he's taking, and Mr. Kaepernick is right in his position, as that we got to do something about these motherfuckers out here murdering us, and we definitely appreciate our call. Who definitely had stated like it is to go out here to train our children and ourselves to protect our damn selves. It's because you go up there, you love your fucking enemy, you deserve to get killed. That's stupid. And I don't give a damn what any of you ass-scratching Yasser bosses out there want to say, and you're welcome to give me a call and have a conversation about it at 646-564-9630. And I will tell all you ass-scratching pulpit pimps, no good, low-down, backstabbing tricks, two words, fuck you and you ain't shit. You are a detriment to the black community. And all you ass-scratching Yasser bosses who are sitting up there talking about loving these motherfuckers and they out here trying to kill us. I'm turning it over to you, Mad Dr. D, for our last minute. Close us out, sir.
This is the Mad Dr. D, and I'm going to tell you, and Jamalco's is actually his opinions are his own, but I'm going to tell you something about that, brother. You know what I mean? I don't give a damn if you're a house niggas either. You know what I mean? But we need to get together and find out who the ones are and the ones who ain't. Then again, house niggas, they really do be house of. But anyway, we need to focus on the true enemy. Is the Trump dump bump type people. So come down. Thank you, callers, for calling in. All you call a 1, 2, whatever call in here. And within 90 days, we're going to have a prize for $50. And who answers certain question, which will be basically. And please call back in. Because Shabaka Black Experience is the show. Come up in here. We're telling you the truth. Just because you don't like the fuck the way we say it, we're going to tell you where it is. So call in once again. This is the man, Dr. D. Call me in. Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we'd like to do for you a song comes from Swaziland. It's a song that I learned from my wife, who learned it from her mother. It's a healing song.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger.